Amen. Ajara Udani. Oh, what did you need?
Power of support, even given to this time.
Only Allah
is God.
Kojibada.
He's unchangeable.
Only Okalene.
The same yesterday.
Lana.
Yesterday. Today and forever. He is God unchangeable. But changes things. Let's jam our hands together for his name.
Amen.
Amen. That today the power of God will perfect everything that concerns me.
Orúkọ Jésù.
Father in Jesus' name. As you have said before the Lord, it is done. The Lord will by his power reform and renew your life. You have come to give. By the power of God, your life shall not remain the same. For the hopeless man, hope shall be restored to your life. The hand of the Lord that is not shut to save you. Life abundance shall be yours today. Life abundance shall be yours today. It is over, the thing has begun anew.
They
are will raising up of dry bones today. You in the situation of dry bones today, your life will be renewed. The Lord will confirm himself. Father, I bless you because it is done. Glory be to the name of the Lord. For in Jesus' name, I want to hear it louder. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus in your life.
Amen.
Amen. And tonight, the topic of the message by which God is to do wonders in our life. And we are listening to you today. Rising of the dry bones through the power of his word. Rising of the dry bones through the power of his word. I'm speaking according to the will of his message that every dry bone shall arise today. The book of prophet Ezekiel. Ezekiel 37. Verse 1 all through 14. I'm going to leave to your hearing. And those will be the excerpt of my message inclusive of all that. Now I leave. The end of the Lord was upon me. And carried me out of the Spirit of the Lord. And set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones. And caused me to pass them out and behold. There were men in the open valley. And lo, they were very dry. Son of man, can this bone live? And I answer, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again, he said unto me, prophesy upon this bone and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus said the Lord God unto this bone. I will cause breath to enter into you and ye shall live. I will lay sinews upon you. I will bring up flesh upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you and you shall live. And you
shall
know that I am Lord. So I prophesied.
And
I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. And behold, a shaking.
Our
bones came together. Bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews of the flesh came upon them. And the skin covered them above. But there was no breath in them.
ni o so fun mi pe
ome
eniyan
so so
tele ti emi
prophesy unto the way so tele
fun emi pe
prophesy unto the way
bayi ni oluwa olorun wi
fear the Lord God
iwa emi
the prayer
wa lati kun mere
come from the four winds
si mi si okun wa
and breath upon thee
ki won ba leye
that they believe
be ni mo so tele gege bi ati pase fun mi
so I prophesied as he had commanded
me. And
the breath came into them, and the
deed,
and stood upon
them,
and exceeding great
heaven,
and unto me,
Son
of Man.
These
bones are the whole house of
Israel.
Behold, they say, our bones are dry.
That
hope is lost.
Ati ke wa kuro
bi akon
nitori na so tele ki o ti bi
fun won pe
bayi ni oluwa olorun wi
the lord
ki e ti eje eniyan mi emi o ti boji yin
I will open your grave
emi o ti mu ki adide kuro ninu iboji yin
and cause you to come out of
the emi o ti mu yin wa si ile israel
and bring you into the land of israel
eje o ti ma pe emi ni oluwa
and you shall know that I am the lord when I have opened your grave, oh my people, and brought you up out of your grave, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land, shall ye know that I, the Lord God, have spoken to you. Performed he.
The Oluwa we.
Yes, the Lord.
Ese, amen.
Amen.
Nibi.
And on this place,
the Oluwa Jimba wa soro.
The Lord was discussing with us.
I oro yi. Ni Oluwa na siwa.
This is what the Lord has sent to all.
Nibi. Ni Oluwa Jimba wa soro.
The Lord wants to operate in every of our lives in this place.
Tori na si pe koko oro na ni.
And that is why the topic is the rising for the dry bones to the pile of his word. Rising of the dry bones to the pile of his word. A major prophet was Ezekiel in the land of Israel. He was a prophet God raised when Israelites were in the land of captivity.
Israel
and Judah have been taken away to the strange land. Because Nebuchadnezzar captivated them in three batches. It was on the second batch of his captivation, Ezekiel was part of them. It was in captivity that he had the call and God raised him. And the place I've read to you that is heaven, it was a spiritual revelation. He was looking at his people talking with them. As a prophet, he was speaking to them while they were in wilderness. But they didn't understand the word. Now, on the day the hand of the Lord came upon him, and the Lord made him have a vision, he saw dry bones. Skeleton. Dry bones. Now you saw them lay in the valley. They were pulled there. And he had a voice. The voice he had was
that.
Ezekiel. Even the prophet said, Lord, only you know that. only he can tell either if he can leave
again.
Now he has the voice of the Lord on his dream. You will be the one to prophesy over this dry bone. And what you are going to say is, hear the word of the Lord. I have put my word into your mouth. Now you are going to profess my word to their lives. You will declare that thus saith the Lord. Hear the voice of the Lord.
Again.
And this is the Bible chapter the Lord is using. The Lord has done it before. And even He will do it now. He will continue to it as well. He has done it at that time. The people we can see. But spiritually and physically, they become
hopeless.
Now the Lord made the promise that by your word I put in your mouth, I'm going to recover. Let me tell you what I'm going to put in. You know the man that has gone into captivity in a strange land. Even their life as a picture became meaningless. Every one of them, they were still carrying captivity. Even their spiritual life, they do not identify God again. They are not understanding of God again. In the captivity they had, no altar for God. They cannot worship God. Every sacrifice is altar of worship and not in Babylon. And by that they have become dry. Now the Lord said unto the prophet, I have him put my word in the mouth, prophesy to the life, and by the power of my word in your mouth, I will restore their life. I am ready, I will restore their flesh. Wherever you are, because Lord is the God of all
things,
and there is nothing impossible for
Him.
And by the power of His word, He will render to
you
that you never expect. I said, by the power of the Lord,
He
will do that miracle in your life. As you have done in old times, even today you will do again. I said you will do again. I said
you
will do again. The life of husband will do. In the life of the husband will do.
In the life of
the husband is here or not in the life of the husband. You are your representative.
In
the life of your husband, the Lord will do it. In the life of your wife, will do it. Your male and female children, miracles to be confirmed. Amen. How are you to understand the very thing the Lord wants to do about this
prayer? Abala on the meta
to determine the topic on the
Abala
point number one.
Only
explanation of dry, explaining dry bones. As I've explained to you, what is called dry bones? What is dry bones? What is the dry bones the Lord showed to the prophet? What does it mean?
Abala, Abala,
the power of the word of the Lord for the reason of the dry bones. The power of His word. The power of the living word. The power of the authority of His word. That raises dry bones. I'm going to give you an example. Secret for the power of His word for the reason of the dry bones. These are the secrets you must know. The secrets you must know. For the raising the Lord is going to do for us. I said as you give the Lord your life rising
up.
As you hear this word.
I said that if it is
Lord, because God said the Lord,
You that lies in the place of the dead, now rise up.
I'm taking on point number one. Explaining dry bones. When we say dry bones,
there
is a man in the state of spiritual death.
We have in about two categories. And the spiritual.
And it was a wife.
The one that cannot read the Bible comprehensively. He can't read the Bible comprehensively like
this.
Before he read comprehensively about that, he's unable to do that. Even whenever he listens to someone, they get infuriated, and after finishing, the same vanishes away. The one that cannot pray and knows again. When he attempts to pray within the village, he has slept off. He has become tired. He cannot engage in personal prayer. He doesn't have personal communication with God again. He never understands the particular and specific way by which God communicates with him. He cannot identify the specific way by which God communicates with him. Dry bones of the spiritual. It means that your spiritual life is a state of dry bones. It is a state of dry bones. When you don't understand the word of God again, you don't know the signals of God again. Maybe God wins and you don't know again. When God speaks, you don't know again. Even when you have to, by the time you wake up, you have forgotten the dream. No dream, no vision, not no communication from God. No illumination, nothing, everything was just not such a person like that. He's in the stage of dry bones. He doesn't know what is before and behind him. No hope of any success at all. When you are in that kind of situation, in the spiritual, the person is a dry bone. He is a dry bone. He cannot pray alone. He cannot read the Bible comprehensively again. You cannot listen to seminars of preaching and understand the gospel of God. The person is a dry bone. It sounds that the person's life is a dry bone, and it's a physical. Dry bones is a person in the midst of poverty, penury, battery,
hardship,
sickness, ailment. And then there's no hope for solution. He has no power of his own to do anything. No one behind the ball at the right and left to
assist.
He is in the place of abandonment and they are expecting death to come over him. And it is that no problem has laid on him, and with everything he
desires.
Such a person can be prepared to be a dry bone. A dry bone. A dry bone. There's no hope for success. There's no hope to live.
You
don't have the hope of future for yourself. He's just living a random life. He has lost hope. When the mission success is down,
but tonight,
that
hope shall be restored into your life. That sickness is not you can not go to the even you yourself will succeed. Your children will succeed.
Let alone the people
of God.
Let
be done in his best capacity.
Look up here.
He is the Lord. Can lift up the hopeless son of the poor man. Raise him from the dunghill, from the mud, from the
canal,
and they will lift him up. He will raise him to the pinnacle to sit with the princes and to die together with the mighty men. And the sun rising on the dry bones. There is still hope for you as well.
I want you
to listen to the word of the God through my mouth. I want to even tell you this. The Lord loves you. Despite that situation, the Lord is delighted to transform your life. He is interested in making your season to be a new
one.
This was the very thing he was projecting for his future. Problem today. God revealed him.
The prophet
in the Bible. Now the Lord made him a prophet. These people you are looking at, they are dry bones. I have revealed my word into your mouth. It is not the way you speak before that you're going to say it now. You said it before.
As the word,
it was like an instruction was given to him. It was just thought. And this is not the first time Ezekiel is speaking the word of God. He was taught that this is the way you need to declare him. You will say, hear the word of the Lord.
Look at this guy.
And then you will say, don't say it, the Lord God. And you and he began to declare
him.
Now the news come upon them. Blood come upon them. Muscles come upon them. And being covered in all. As he was declaring, both were coming together in joy. It's just like a Jesus clapping. you doors of joy. Hear the word of the Lord.
Are you speaking?
Students of suffering, they will not even face their problem again. You say, why is this one coming over here?
They
say, we are sorry. But there is someone there. That is a spirit. The Lord is interested to raise him up. The Lord can Jesus got this man.
Because
without him made whole. Man is a man. I have no man. And now you want to be talking. You want to put me in the when the water is troubled, there's no one. The people that the problem is that they will have wrong. About 100 people will have gotten into the pool. His own issue was stagnated on the spot. He had his roof there. They are many on queue. They are already there. You will never have hope and permanent admission at the hospital. He was watching the troubling of the water. Lord, don't let it tarry before you make my life a joy. My life was not because of that man at the pool. Hallelujah. That man had people. He had relatives. He doesn't fall from heaven. His problem was to affect his family. That was why they lay him down and went away. When problem is too much, people will be isolating you. We have no one again. They are in expectation of the report of his death and they go to the you that are expecting your death, that plan is cancelled. Listen today. There is the power of the Lord here. Transformation brings your life today. You see?
How could it be?
This lame, impotent man. If you understand my words, what is he? Tell me. He was a dry bone. He was hopeless again. People thought he will die. Even himself, he had admitted that he will die. And nothing, no solution. When the angel troubled the waters, he is not healthy enough to go inside it. He's expecting his day of I told you. The people in that country, they have hope, no praise, no one to carry him, no one to stay by him. He's a dry bone. You have the one to help him. She's the educated woman. She's not the kind of
woman.
She was not to do that. A dry bone. But my Lord, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, this is the best thing. Jesus does what to him. Jesus does what? The same person that ordered him to go to jail. This is what he will say. He went directly to that impotent man that was
open.
Hallelujah!
The
King of Kings has sent angels to trouble the water.
out of that man. And that was why Jesus came to that fall. That was why Jesus came to the fall. When the angel was sent, that the man was born, he said, "I sent out of the angel, go to the house." Jesus
said,
"Jesus did what?
Where you were?
Are you? With your motive? Even if you cannot throw yourself into the pool, do you want me to make you whole? Now, super story began. Say, Jesus replied, "Take up your bed." Can you say rise up? What is that?
No, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no, no,
no, no,
no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, every rat, every garment of poverty, he put it on my life. Hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. I have put that word into your mouth. Every garment of poverty, every garment of poverty. Now, get out of my body. Catch all over my body. This is what the Lord has said. Of God,
that is growing with me as I grow. You shall have the poverty. Now, yeah. Hear the word of the Lord.
Get away from my body. You're the one of the Lord. You're the one of the Lord. Just get the Lord. You can't make the battle of the land. You can't make the battle of the land. You can't make the darkness. Get away.
The Lord would not. And then flesh is living bread for his nostrils. That means the Lord went closer and breathed into his nostrils.
Hallelujah.
Even in the book of Numbers 11, Moses the minister. Numbers 11 from verse 14.
Moses the man of God.
He began to tell the Lord,
this man you tell us you will take care of our town.
Give me people that we associate with you. Do you know what the Lord told him?
Call those people to come closer to you.
And if you come to the sanctuary and come closer to you,
and you are this
part of my spirit in you, I'm going to input in them. I'm the source of the secret to Jesus. Secret to Jesus. I will share part of my spirit in you for them. And that was what the Lord did. The same thing Jesus went to this man. The impotent man.
So do you want me to heal you?
The man was no religion. When the water was here, before he got up there, another man was there. Jesus said, rise up, take up your bed, and go. Immediately the word was confirmed. There's power in the word of Jesus. There's authority in the word of Jesus. And he put it in the mouth of his minister. And he will give to the privilege of his ministers to declare it as well.
And that's the word I've been asked to tell you. Hallelujah!
Who are you there that your menstruation is unceasing? That's preaching and unceasing menstruation. As the Lord has said, that's preaching to you unceasing menstruation. Get out of your life in Jesus' name. You that you fall, that you do fall, that's preventing you to fall. You that support that lady that makes her to fall. You support that lady that has affected her brain and her power and strength.
Hear the word of the Lord.
Because of the Lord, get out of her life.
The secret of the power.
With all the blessings I'm mentioning to you, can you see the secret there?
Hey, let me analyze it.
You want to enjoy the Lord, that's the way it is. When problem is afflicting a man, and there is a problem, you get closer to the Lord.
The Lord has asked you to get closer to you.
You just understand how you can present your life before the Lord. If you know, how you can present your life before the Lord. Before the Lord, his word is constant. His word is constant there. And there is a power and authority of raising there. Learn how you can present the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Number two, know how to get closer to the Lord. In listening to his word.
As a minister of God,
it is not that he is going to be the word of the Lord. What they are saying is what they are going to preach. The seminars you are running away from.
You say you don't need seminars.
You have lost something in prayer. It is the vision given to them for your life. They need a seminar.
That is it.
Then they say you only need prayer. listen to the revelation of the world. They use our sermon. They use our seminar. You must know how you get closer to God in all these things. Some people who are saved, it is being put in their mouth. It was shown to them for you. The word was given to them that they tell you. Know how to be available before the minister of God of God. It is a secret when they proclaim to your life. Importantly, that your dry life will rise up again.
Hallelujah.
There are some prayers, they are not common, they are not ordinary, they are not contemporary. You must know how to present your
life. So mention the prayers of prayer that were recently given to you by the hand of the Lord.
Dry bones. Closer to the prophet that the Lord said. When you are in your home, can we take the revival to the room? It is impossible. You will come here. When I see you now, the Spirit of the Lord trigger in me. He has simply done the word into my mouth to declare and prophesy to your life. That problem sent to you to kill you. That problem catches fire today in Jesus' name. Problem aside for your life. That it makes your life a lopsided one.
Hear the voice of the Lord in my mouth.
Just hear the Lord of all. That problem catches fire in your life. The spirit of problem of addiction. The spirit of the problem of addiction. That spirit of longevity. That spirit of lopsiding. Hear the word of the Lord in my mouth again. In the life of the person you possess. Just hear the Lord. That fire out of your life.
Glory be to the name of the Lord.
Just a minute more. Just a minute more. Just a minute more. I'm going to give you the word into your mouth. And how you declare by yourself. And at the end, I will now authorize everything for you. You have been saying it. But I will repeat it again. Your life can never remain the same again.
Matter to know, Your blessing. That
blessed in their kingdom, they are very supplied in this world. You call upon the name of Jesus. My life, the glory of my life.
Hear the voice of the Lord. Don't forget the Lord.
Get out! Get out! My golden key, come to me. The glory of my life, that's my golden key. Come out. My blessing, come out. The word of devil to me, and I have put it to your mouth. You will declare it. We are going to declare it.
In the name of Jesus.
You, my blessing, my goodness.
You are the voice of the Lord.
Just hear the Lord. Come forth to me. My intelligence. My shining glory. My talent. My strength. My prosperity.
I'm Oh, Don't you quiet.
The beauty of the Lord is
flooding
over you.
Possess me.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.